Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising. I'm your host, Kim Daly. Whether you're a CEO, a military vet, a real estate investor, or simply in career transition and ready to take ownership of your future, with each episode, you're going to learn valuable insights and hear inspiring stories from within the franchise industry. On that note, my guest stories are their own. And as a franchise consultant, I do not make personal brand endorsements or earnings claims, but I do educate, motivate, and inspire dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to American Wealth and Franchising. This is Kim Daly, and I am so excited because today in the studio, a world-class coach, Danny Creed, who I also just learned was touring with Jimmy Buffett. There is things we're going to cover in this episode of American Wealth and Franchising and Kim Daly TV. So put on your seatbelt and buckle up. Danny Creed, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Hey, Kim, it's great to be here. By the way, I didn't tour with Jimmy Buffett. I played Jimmy Buffett music, but you know.
Close enough. I heard Jimmy Buffett. I heard I play harmonica. I heard he's a world-class
That's
musician.
Okay.
And a world-class coach. Okay, so Danny, before we get into the topic today, which is going to be a business coaching episode for my followers, tell my listeners a little bit about your amazing background and how you ended up as a focal point coach.
Okay, good. Well, I started life as a farmer, believe it or not, in southern Kansas. And I knew I couldn't be a farmer, so I walked off the farm into a radio station and spent 20 years there where I really learned sales. At that time, sales, you know, I would make sales calls on a day. I'd make sales calls on 20 businesses that were ranged anything from a bank to a funeral home. So I learned about business. So I ended up working at one of the largest country music stations in the world. And I started working with the advertising agencies in New York and Chicago and places like that. So I learned marketing really from the best, but also from the top down. I mean, I've done marketing for, you know, lube job places and cattle farms, and I've done them for multi-billion dollar organizations. In the late 80s, I've become an entrepreneur because it seemed to be a natural progression. The reason I don't have any hair, I got all excited about entrepreneurship back when we couldn't even spell entrepreneur, and being a part of 15 startups with the whole purpose of start it up, get it rolling, then selling it. And I learned so much. And the last one I did was I did bootstrap, and then I did some really big ones, funded. And I did a big one for a well-known organization. And I worked with a lot of admirals and generals at the Pentagon and Department of Defense. And one of those gentlemen took me aside and says, man, there's a new industry out there called business coaching. You really ought to look at it because of all the experience I had with doing the startups and having failures. And I've never been afraid to fail. I always worked. I read a book one time where I think it was Jack Welch of General Electric. Anyway, one of those guys used to have a rule, and the four-step rule of making mistakes was one, what happened, being really honest. Why did it happen? We're not pointing fingers looking for fault, but why did it happen? Third thing is, how will it never happen again? So once you learn from it and turn your hand around, wave goodbye, it's done. You've learned something. I was never afraid to make a mistake, but what did I learn from it? And get up and do it again. Get up, do it again. Get up, do it again. I didn't get to finish college, just like Bill Gates and all of those guys. I didn't get to finish college, but if you could see over here, I've got over 2,000 books that I self-taught. I had to learn a lot of it myself. I had angels to put their arms around me, like Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and people like that. I would learn, get up and do it, go do it again, screw it up, go do it again, go do it again. And that's the key to success, I think. So anyway, the admiral pulled me aside and says, you need to take all this knowledge and help other people not make the mistakes business owners and entrepreneurs make. And executives. So I put it all together. I found Brian Tracy was building an organization, and I wanted to be a part of that with him and help him grow it. And so 17 years ago, I committed to being a world-class business coach. I really didn't know anything about it. I knew I was good at sales. I knew I was good at marketing. I knew I was good at communicating, a good listener. And so until I learned how to coach, I just went out and talked to people. And did what I've always done, because I've always been successful at selling, but selling in a way that took away the fear of being sold. So when I work with somebody, my goal is to take away the fear of being sold and relax them. We were just talking about this before we started. What I sell as a coach is much different than what almost, I get really upset with the coaching industry these days because it seems like almost anybody can call themselves a coach and they do. And they hurt people because they're not qualified. They don't understand the things they need to know. Many business coaches have never been a coach, but never owned a business before. So the fact is we found out that as the more I did research on, most businesses have an acquisition strategy. How do we get new customers? But 98% of them, the same amount, do not have a retention strategy. They don't have a plan on how do I keep customers. So as I looked at people I was talking to for business coaching, and again, I've survived in this game for 17 years because I never quit learning. I never quit learning.
And why don't you brag on yourself a little bit about some of the accolades you've accumulated in those 17 years, Mr.
World Class?
Come on, you said it to me. Say it to the listeners. I can give them your bio, but I'd rather you do it.
I've won the Brian Tracy Award for Sales Excellence, which really represents the top coach in the world for the organization seven times, I think. I was ranked 2 years ago at the top 10 coaches globally for transformational coaching. The one I'm most proud of is during COVID years, 2020, 21, and 22, 100% of my clients had growth. Now, you got to understand, everybody was trying to jump out of windows. COVID's going to kill us all. The political system's going to deteriorate. Everything's going wrong. And 100% of my clients had growth. And that was because I kept them focused on possibilities versus survival.
I love you, Danny Creed. I love you. That is such an amazing introduction. Now, my listeners know that I am in pursuit to find the best guest here on American Wealth and Franchising. Have I accomplished my mission again, everybody?
We'll see.
I think so. So with that amazing setup, and there's more to this man because he's an accomplished musician as well, but we don't have time to go into that today. But for those who get excited about Danny Creed as Kim Daly is, we're going to have to do some Googling after this and go find the man if you want to meet him. But so for the purposes of this show today, so on your bio, you say that your goal is to clarify, set, and achieve goals and vision faster than business owners could do on their own. So if they're hiring you, that's the goal. And that together you will improve productivity, grow profitability, and improve quality of life. Okay, so every business owner out there, including Kim Daly, wants increased productivity that leads to increased profitability without more mechanical action that feels like the grind and takes away from my quality of life. So when you say that, let's get into how. So what do you find business owners do that leads them down the wrong path? Like, and how do you get them to these increases of productivity and profitability? What are most business owners doing wrong?
Good. Well, that's a two-hour conversation at best. So in the short time we have, it all starts for me with mindset. I think there's two mindsets out there that people have, particularly, I'm sure we can get a lot more clinical on it, but I call them that you either are a survivor, and I can find that out real quick. So, hey, Kim, how's your day going? Oh, I'm getting by. I've written six books. And one of the books, I did an interview with a guy and I said, do you have goals? And he goes, oh yeah, I get up in the morning and I won't go through it all. But he said, I think about it all the time when I'm eating breakfast and driving to work, you know, on this one. You know, I said, well, what's the goal? I said, is it written down? He goes, no, it's in my head. I go, what's the goal then? He goes, my goal is to go to work every day and break even.
I bet you he was doing it.
I go, what? Look, that's a survival mindset. And through the COVID years, that's where a lot of people were. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Wait, I'm going to watch the news or 10 newscasts. I told one client, I said, look, here's my solution. Stop watching TV. Just stop. But instead, I convinced them that, look, while all your competition is in hiding, let's go out and steal all their customers. Let's look for the possibilities. I work with a shoe store chain. They had three little stores in Phoenix, Arizona, and their corporate company said, close your doors until we figure out what to happen. I go, I'm not going to let you. Let them sue me. I said, but what we're going to do is figure out a way, because if this is happening countrywide, let me ask you a question. I said, does your customers who buy steel-toe work boots, do they still need your product? Yes. And if you're not there to sell it to them, where do they get them? low-value stores. So are they going to get the same quality? No. Are they going to get the same fit? No. So let me ask you something then. Don't you think you're putting your customers at risk if you don't figure out a way to sell them? So we figured out ways. We were showing boots through the window and passing them out a locked door. That year, those little three stores became the number one, two, and four store in America. While everybody else was in hiding, we figured out the possibilities. You could look in history and the worst economic conditions in the history of America, in the history of the world, really. Whenever people were jumping out of windows in 28 and 29, the hidden fact is there's been more millionaires made during that same period than any other time in history. You can look it up. So if I can help a business owner get in the possibility mindset, and that's hard because a lot of these people got into business, they weren't qualified. Dad's always been a plumber, so I'm going to go in plumbing. They don't know anything about business. So I help them get high level of clarity on what they want. So to answer your question, most of business owners don't have written goals. It is said that less than 2% of everybody in our society has written goals. So I've got a really strong, structured, hard-ass approach to setting good, solid, written goals. So we work with mindset, written goals. The other thing is that we have a big issue with is work ethic. People don't want to work anymore. They think they can open a business and build it and they will come, and it doesn't work. So a lot of them need to check in and really get a work ethic. Now, work ethic is sometimes a product of having a vision, because you can't have goals unless you have a vision. And so that vision, if it's strong enough and those goals are strong enough and they're written, that is an internal engine will supercharge you, start driving you forward to something with clarity. This is what I'm shooting for. And if you don't make it, look, fine, we'll change the dates.
Let me ask you a question in there. What's the difference for someone out there who may think, well, Danny, what's the difference between a vision and goals?
Yeah, well, a vision is where you could close your eyes and see yourself. Some people call it manifesting success, but you close your eyes and see yourself. I mean, I used to do it all the time, something as silly as I always wanted a house in the mountains. So I can still do it. We got that house in the mountains. We sold it. We got it. But I can close my eyes right now and tell you that the direction it's facing, it's made out of logs. It's facing the northeast. It's facing a mountain. They're surrounded by pine trees. You walk upstairs, you go in the door, and there's a green Kelly green carpet with an antler chandelier. I mean, I can tell you all about it. We saw this place. We were out driving around one time in the mountains, and I went, there it is. And we went in, and it even had the vaulted ceilings with the antler. I mean, it was crazy. You can't be afraid of what people think. So I always say, don't share it with anyone if you don't want to, because sometimes the people closest to you are the ones that can throw you off. Oh, that's never been done. I love my mother. She passed 6 years ago, but she was a big supporter. But one time I told Mom when I was doing goals how much money I was going to make, just in my goals. And Mom loves me. She had no intention of trying to slow down my progress, but all Mom did was this. And basically, it was no one in our family has ever done that. Woman, well, okay. We've got to have this vision, and don't share it with anybody unless you know you can absolutely 1,000% trust them with it. But you should have this vision no matter what happens. The universe, the clearer you can get, the universe is going to drive you. Whether you call the universe God or law of attraction or the universal mind, it's going to drive you towards that vision. And from that vision, then you can build goals to get there. You've got to have the vision first. A lot of businesses that are struggling, they don't have a vision or they lose the vision. I've worked with clients that we went from 1.8 million to 43 million in 2.5 years. And the big difference was I forced them to create a vision of where they were going, because otherwise it was a dead-end street. So we got that, and they started driving. And then the more you drove it and the more they believed in it, the more it trickled down to staff and managers and line managers.
One of the biggest things that I see in franchising is what you're speaking to. You know, I'm a franchise consultant, so when people come to me, they're thinking about investing in the business, and they're stuck oftentimes behind that fear of, yeah, but what about the failures? If everybody signs a franchise agreement to be successful, then why aren't people successful? And one of the things, the common themes that I see and that I coach on is that I do a lot of vision exercises with all of my candidates, because that's what, to your point, driving the whole thing and then talking about goals. And, you know, that's what took me from average performing to history making in 12 months and growing myself 350%, all the things you're saying. But one of the most important things that happens is when people sign the franchise agreement, they get into the mechanical action of training and learning the business, and they lose sight of the vision and the goals and what they're really trying to accomplish. And so just like if you're driving a car, wherever your eyes are, that's where the car goes. So how can you build a profitable, amazing business that's driving toward a vision if you're always just looking down at the mechanical action of what you have to do? And it's fear, I think, that drives people to want to cling to what can I do? But what you're saying is so freeing, that what you do and what you do that creates the greatest impact is stay true to your vision and work back from the goals that help you get there. It's not the mechanical action.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're loving this episode, please do me a quick favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a short review. Your feedback fuels my growth and rankings and shows others that this podcast is valuable. Now, back to the show.
There's two things I'll say in that. The people can get stuck in the details. First of all, most of them don't have a business plan. And I make clients write a simple business plan. I wrote one for my business 17 years ago that only me and one other person has seen. But I follow that. And a business plan forces you to think through all the steps. But I'm here to tell you right now, all the product knowledge you have, all the clinical knowledge you have is worth nothing if you don't apply it. One of my great mentors said, the world is full of educated derelicts. That knowledge is not power. The application of knowledge is power. I just wrote a blog on it. So whether you have a degree from in business or a PhD or whatever, or you didn't get to go to college, it doesn't make any difference if you don't apply it. Because today going, well, I've got a PhD from Harvard. So what? Business owners will go, so what? What are you going to do for me? They are, you know, so it's important to have mechanics. And when we get to learn that, but you've also got to have that vision where you're going. And I do a lot of executive coaching. My biggest client has been a $400 billion company. There's only a few of them. Right now, I work with a $20 billion company, and I work with a graphic artist in New York City. I work with all sizes of people, but the goals are very important because fear is the big factor. And many times when I work with executives, the bigger companies, I do executive coaching. And I can tell you, Kemp, that most of the people that I am assigned to work with, that they're having issues with, they're good executives and they're killing it. But I had one client say he's great. He always hits the numbers, but he has an emotional quotient of a box of rocks. And so you got to help him or we're going to fire him. And in every case when I've worked with somebody like that, the issue is that the only goal they have is the goal for their company. They don't have any personal goals, family goals, health goals, spiritual goals, charitable goals. They don't have any of those 7 goals that you need to get into to have a well-rounded life. So they spend all their time with, you know, product knowledge and everything else, but it doesn't make any difference if you can't create a good first impression, if you can't create a perception. See, I believe that there's no reality in the world today. There's only the perception of reality. And we have to create that perception. It's how you walk, talk, smile, set, how you answer, how you listen. Everything changed when the cell phone came out because it replaced like 100 different things. And people get information instantly. They don't have to be told anything. So it's our job to create a perception. And that's why, as I said when we started, that I don't sell packages to clients. I don't. You can train a monkey to go out and schlep a package. What I sell is hope. And how do you sell hope? I sell hope by asking them questions. I'll just give away some of my secrets, but my secret is this big. It is, I say all the time, I'm not right for everyone. So let's have a conversation to see if we ought to be working together. And so I ask a question. I listen really close. I write down what they tell me. And then I have enough confidence that whatever they tell me their needs are, I think, well, I think it's a logical progression that I can help you with every one of those needs. So let's get started.
I love it. I love this so much. It's like this whole business ownership thing. It's so hard, but is it? It's like, if you have the right mentors.
Well, that's right. Let me talk about that in a minute. I didn't mean to interrupt. But one of the things that just kills me is business owners say, okay, I need some help. I need a mentor. I need some help. And they don't go out and ask questions and evaluate the people they're going to hire. If you have an open heart surgery, do you go to the finest cardiothoracic surgeon in the world? Or if you had a choice, do you go to him? Or do you go to a guy with YouTube up on how to do triple bypass? I think I can do it. Well, I'll say that and people will go, well, I'll go with the top cardiothoracic surgeon. Why? Because he's an expert. Why do business owners not sit down and ask questions of people they're interviewing as coach? You know, what's your experience? Tell me about your best success story. Tell me about your best failure. What kind of training do you have to be a coach? What kind of training do you put yourself through every year? I do at least 250 hours a year, serve 17 years, because I want to stay on the edge. I want to know what's going on, what works and doesn't. I subscribe to like 10 newsletters that I read every morning.
So I have probably one more question that where you take this. It's a little bit moving in a different direction, but going back to the beginning of the mindset tangent, when you meet somebody that is, I would call it like a fixed mindset or, you know, versus a growth mindset or pessimistic glasses half empty versus glasses half full. Do you have like one or two tricks? Like how do you take people that are just programmed for years to think negatively and try to help them help themselves to see the possibilities?
Well, again, first thing I do is listen, because I think listening is a lost art in the world of business. And I'm not the best, but I tell them I'm the best. And I set that expectations. And if you actually ask a question, listen, and then shut up and let them talk, I believe they will tell you, no matter how tough they are, they will tell you how to sell them. You know, if you know the DISC profiling, D's and C's, big tough, that I'm not going to tell you anything. Who do you think you are? And I start asking them questions and shutting up. You can see them going, well, I'm going to answer that one. But oh my God, then they tell you, they go, he's actually listening. I'm going to tell him some more. I don't want to tell him more, but and then they'll tell you what they need. And most people, it's a lost art. I've sold clients because they need somebody to listen to them. I've worked with some of the biggest executives you can imagine. I mean, some really big names. And the main reason they hired me was that I don't have anybody to talk to. I can't talk to my board of directors, my employees. I can't talk to my wife, my husband. You know, I said, I'll do it as long as we talk about business, specific topic. I don't want to know about your golf game or what's going on. We'll talk about business. They said, okay.
I mean, sometimes, you know, when I'm being facetious, if somebody says to me, you know, what do you do? And I'm like, well, it depends. I'm a marriage counselor. I'm a life coach. People are coming to the idea of changing their life and leaving the corporate world or keeping that job, but building a business, it's a life-changing mindset and physical change. And so I have to be whatever they need to help them through that moment, you know, and I've got 22 years, like you've got all these years.
And you sell hope.
And so it's like,
you sell hope.
Yeah. I always say like the colors, my brand colors of the Daily Coach are red, white, and blue because I sell freedom, right? I am franchising. It's the way, but freedom is the goal. Every single person I meet wants control and freedom, but it's kind of the same thing. So
let me talk about the franchising thing. I work with people like you to try to find coaches where I own a territory as well. And so I'm always trying to build coaches. But the big problem that we find a lot of times is people coming out of corporate usually have that work issue, the work ethic, that they come out of corporate, they had a sales team supporting them, they had a marketing team supporting them. They've never learned how to be an entrepreneur.
They have to learn now through the franchise.
They've never had to be an entrepreneur. That's why I always say, do your work, get some help, hire a coach that really knows what you're looking for and how to be an entrepreneur. And so, you know, I've been a lot of entrepreneur most of my life and have been very successful at it. But I try to teach all of my clients how to be an entrepreneur, how to think like an entrepreneur. And sometimes when you're selling them, I have a candidate. I'll put that right up front. I say, look, you can't come in just and be successful just because you had a big title and a big office and all the support staff. You've got to now, it's all on you. You've got to learn how to hunt and kill what you eat. And if you've never been in sales, I have a new client. I've worked with clients in 18 countries, and I have a new client I was working with this morning in the Middle East country. And that was my conversation. I said, you've always came out of corporate, built banking. You've had huge success, made lots of money, but you never had to sell an intangible product. You've never had to sell a tangible product. So let me teach you how to do that in a way that you feel comfortable in doing it. And I can teach it, but you've got to get that mindset that you can't come in and be an absentee owner. You have to come in and work hard. No matter what franchise you buy, you've got to work hard at it. Whether it's coaching or whether it's a foot-long sandwich place, or you've got to work at it. You can't buy it and come in and drop people in and, well, I'm going to sit back and that's my freedom. No, it doesn't work that way. You'll lose all your money.
Eventually, hopefully, that's the goal. But yeah, there's that mindset shift. The way that I would summarize that is if you've been used to trading your time for money, and now you're saying, I want freedom. Freedom comes at the price, right? Because now we have to drop the word salary, right? And we're looking at the business as a cash flowing asset. It's not, when am I going to make the 180 grand I was worth over there? It's the wrong thinking. That's going to lead you down a rabbit hole that you can't recover from, right? You're investing your time to build cash flow and create tax advantage and build equity. And that is the package of freedom that comes with
success. That's the vision. That's where vision comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the vision comes in. Because if they have this strong enough vision of what we want to do, and that's what you do a great job of, is building that vision with them. If they have that vision, then, you know, when they say, I need that 180,000, I was making that job. Well, they can make double that.
More than that, right.
And double or triple that in less time.
With less effort. Once you understand the lever point. Exactly.
Look, here's how I've been so successful at coaching, I think. You know, I was told this years ago from one of my first mentors in radio. He said, understand the customer's needs from their point of view. Then Zig Ziglar taught me his famous line, help enough people get what they want and you'll get what you want. So I work very hard at coming in and saying, how can I help these people first? I never look at a prospect as a paycheck. I always look, well, how can I help them first? Because the money will be there. So I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life, and I'm working half the time.
I love it. I love it. Is anybody else out there inspired by this Danny Creed guy? Because I'm inspired. I love you. I feel like I could keep going forever and ever and ever. But I want to give people an opportunity to find you if they're a small business owner or existing business owner or about to be, and they like your personality, they like your style. Where do they find you to learn more about your coaching practice and how to potentially become your client?
Yeah, the best way to do that is just go to my website. I've got a beautiful website. It's www.mastercoachdan.com. I always try, if I can fit it in, to give an hour coaching session just to see if it makes sense. No sales pitch at all. And they can go there and fill in the blank. I'll get the notice and I'll contact you then.
Amazing. Master Coach Dan. That is a perfect place to start. We will put Master Coach Dan in the show notes. But I love it. Thank you so much for blessing us with your amazing knowledge and your time here on American Wealth and Franchising.
Thank you, Kim. Let's do it again, okay?
It's been a pleasure. I think we could totally do it again. So for those who are inspired to begin your journey to find the perfect franchise, well, you know that I want to be your daily coach. Reach directly out to inquire@kimdaily.tv. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach. You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv.